Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He has so much to say and share with His people. We have the victory. We have that victory, that loving victory that we always desire. We got it. All we have to do is believe. And if you can pray in the Holy Spirit, you build up your most holy faith, because your most holy faith is the direct will of God. You're praying perfectly, and guess what? When you put things in motion for God, you're interfering with darkness, you're saving lives. Even the people that are wicked, you're sustaining their life, and God will reward you for it. It's holy. Because when you buy time for other people to get saved, you know, you interrupt the works of darkness, and people can live a little longer without interference, and you can pray, and you can believe God, and they can come in the light. You'll be surprised at all the testimonies that's ahead of us in heaven. People that just knew that they were right in their ways of wickedness, and something, the people of God prayed and broke the yokes that bound them down. Well, you know, the word yoke don't mean much to people in modern times, unless you know something about farming. And, you know, I hadn't seen an ox in Eastern America. So, a yoke is something they used to use to tie ox together so they can pull a heavier load that one ox couldn't have pulled by himself. So, when you, a yoke is a bond. A yoke is like handcuffs. Everybody can relate to handcuffs. Or jail, or chains. The things that bind you and hold you back, hold you down, you are free from it. Shackles, you're unshackled. When our anointing can break the shackles on people, the handcuffs, the chains that bind them down, the weights that slow them down. And these, you know, spiritual deception, It limits people. It restricts people to the point they can't believe God. So they're looking at their sin and the problems in their life. It looks insurmountable to them, and it's a mountain that they can't climb, and they know it, and they're trying to cope with it. And when we tell them about Jesus, they don't know that Jesus is gonna set them free from all that. They can't see it. But when the anointing comes, it destroys all those yokes, all those handcuffs, all those things that hold them down, all that, the habit system that they have. It could be alcohol, drugs, whatever. Habits that cause them to destroy their marriage and their home. They're addicted to all forms of sin. But the blood of Jesus can stop all those things cold. And we know it because we've experienced it. They don't, because they never have. But they're people that God loves. Remember, God loves every soul just like He loved Jesus. When, you know, our enemies are enemies. They're enemies against us. But we're not against them. We're not trying to keep them out of hell. We want them saved too. And you know, in this political fight that we're fighting against, and we are fighting, I'm fighting. I want Trump to be the president, and I don't want the president, I mean, whoever wins, I don't want Biden to win. I want Trump to win. But I also don't want a stolen election. We can't have that in this country, and the works of darkness is against everybody. And I have biblical reasons for desiring Trump. It's not because of party loves. It's because the things that I know from the things of God. I got my own reasons, but we can't have a stolen election. And this is not about the election. It's just used for an example. And the reason, the things that have been brought to my attention is true. So I have to deal with that. So I have to pray biblically. But at the same time, we can't have a, it has to be proven one way or the other. And I believe that they interfered with the election. So I said, Lord, I want you to expose whatever happened for what it is. It needs to be cleared up. We don't need to be a divided country. Nevertheless, darkness is trying to prevail. And I know about things that's happening that most people don't know. So when people have political opinions and concerns, I respect that. But at the same time, once you know something, you got to deal with it. And I know some satanic activity is going on, and I'm dealing with it. And nevertheless, that's what we're able to do those things. We're able to stop the things of darkness because darkness is trying to prevail. And you can't let darkness win, not on any level. And state business is your business. Country business is your business. You have to take a stand for what's right and do what's best. And before you get to that point, all you have to do is ask the Lord. But you can't ask him. You can't receive an answer with clouded opinions. You have to calm down. Every president I ever prayed for, I said, Lord, who? I took my responsibility. I didn't always want to fool with elections, but as a citizen, you have to. So I watched the debates to see who made the most sense to me. But with that, I prayed. I said, Lord, I can't read a man's heart. You do. You know, who's the best candidate? And the Lord would show me things about both of them. And he showed me who had the softest heart. And then that's the direction I go in. And it wasn't always popular. It wasn't always popular. Sometimes I just shut my mouth. I took my responsibility, and it's up to other people to take their responsibility. And sometimes the candidate that the Lord pointed out that was a better choice, it was not who I would have chosen out of my mind. But I had to calm down and listen to the Lord. And when you get used to paying the Lord some attention and receiving what he has to say, then you can pray properly. That's what I love about praying in the Holy Spirit. It builds you up so you can pray, and it builds up your most holy faith, and you can pray perfectly. Now, sometimes you don't get the choices that need to be up there, but you got to pick the best that's available that can win. And many times I voted for people that I desired to be in place, but they didn't make it. Because a backslidden country, which America has greatly backslidden from long ago, it backslid. They're not going to vote in a person that'll stand and do what's best. That's what's right. A lot of people, they want people that'll give them something. And that's not God's way. That's just not the way it is. You have to earn your own money. And they want equal treatment. And that needs to happen. The playing field needs to be fair, but at the same time, you have to take your own responsibility. You can't wait on somebody to help you. You got to go and do what you're supposed to. And Jesus said it this way. At a time when Christians, they wanted you dead, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. It doesn't matter what the world's doing. I always prosper. It doesn't matter what the world's doing. And also with that, what the world does, it affects you, but it don't stop you. I have survived the worst financial storms, the financial storm of 2008 and 2009. I survived it. And there were times I was just surviving, and then there were times I was thriving. And I learned how to overcome in the worst. Those were the years I learned to prosper. And then I didn't drown. I excelled. And this is what I'm talking about. God can make the difference. It doesn't matter what the world do. And when the world don't do, when they work against you, it's an interference, but it don't stop you. And the Lord can show you how to prosper anyway. Now, with all that in place, when you pray in the Holy Spirit, your most holy faith is built up. And when you want a real answer from the Lord, you got to calm down. You can't just hold God's wisdom to yours. And what I mean by that, a person can be in a field with so much that it's got your attention. Give God your greater attention. Receive the peace. And he can say some things you'll know it's going to work, and you have hope. And you feel joy again. You feel like you're going to win, and you are. But sometimes these things, they weigh on us, on our mind and on our soul. And it's, everything looks just as bad as it is. And things don't change around you just because you believe God. But God will show you what to do. And you will succeed. Not only will you survive, you'll start out surviving. And it'll be a struggle, and it don't matter. But you know you're going to win. But as you follow the process that God give you, you're going to find yourself thriving and laughing at the very mountain that was so high. You're going to walk over it like it's a plane. You remember, that's a promise. And Zechariah said the mountain that was in front of Zerubbabel was made into a plane. The law was the restrictive mountain, but Jesus Christ made it a plane. See, Jesus Christ, Zerubbabel, he was the mystery name of Jesus because he was in captivity. That's why they had the name, the suffix Baal at his name. Zerubbabel. That's an evil name. But he was in captivity at the worst times in history alive. But he was the linking ancestor of Solomon and Nathan, David's descendants. David's son Solomon and David's son Nathan. They were the lineages all the way up to Joseph. Zerubbabel linked both of them together. Zerubbabel linked both of them, both lines together. And when you follow the lineage in Matthew and Luke, you'll find Zerubbabel's name in Joseph's line and also in Mary's line. So the mountain that was in front of Zerubbabel was made a plain. Jesus Christ destroyed all the activity of sin. He totally freed us from sin and everything that goes with it. So when you're cleansed in the blood, in the righteous blood of Jesus, you are made, and when you believe in Jesus' blood washing your sins away, you are cleansed. And you just turn from your sin, and the Lord will help you do that. Your mind will still be on sin sometimes, but God is able to destroy all that for you. Live in His strength. His strength helps you go beyond yours. Your strength only goes so far. All you have to do, if you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil all over again, so to speak, if you don't want to sin anymore, if you want to get over wild habits, eat off the tree of life. Read the Word of God. Hear the Word of God. These days, you can get if you can't read, and if you don't like to read, and if you're too busy to read, if you got a smartphone, you can download the audio Bible, and it's free. And you can listen to the Word as long as you want to. You can become wiser than any scholar if you just listen, if you take in the Word of God. I'm just reminded by the Holy Spirit of a man. He finished college. In 1 year, he had 9 jobs. He didn't fit in nowhere. And his friend said, "Why don't you read the Proverbs?" He said, "That's what I do. Study the Proverbs every day." Now, this was a motivated man, but he just didn't fit in nowhere. And he studied the Proverbs. Every day, he read the whole book of Proverbs, and it got in his heart. Within 1 year, he had a thriving business because he made the right adjustments. If you have problems operating according to the wisdom of God, all you have to do is study the Proverbs. If you have a business, study the Proverbs. You have to have a way of governing what you're doing. And you have to do, sometimes what you need, the things that's necessary is not being done nowhere. You can't pattern after others all the time. You only get so far patterning after other people. That's what's wrong with ministry. Ministers pattern them, their whole ministry after other people's ministries. But God makes the right adjustments. Some people didn't, they stopped growing. They got to a point they were making money and they were doing better. They didn't have the same problems. And they kind of, you can coast into success, but, or you can pay attention to the Holy Spirit and do what's next. A lot of times things plateau. With God, things continually elevate. When people plateau, that's because they stop listening to the Holy Spirit. They just kind of take it lightly and get them do just enough to get by. That's why they don't excel. That's why they can't solve the heart problems. They can't solve the hard problems. I work with mechanics, but some of them, they get stuck with the hard problems. They don't know how to dig deep and go further. They want to send it out. I'm embarrassed to send something out. I can fix anything. And at home, I don't send stuff out. I fix it. But a lot of mechanics, they give up too quick. They ask me. All they have to do is dig deep. And if I, you know, we all need each other, and we ask each other questions. But when all you have to ask some, you know, when you only have the Lord to ask your questions to, you learn to dig deep. And I had to ask the Lord questions many times because I would run into problems and didn't know what to do. I'd pray and I said, Lord, I need your help. And he give me my wisdom. He give me will. He always did. Sometimes it'll be so simple. I should have saw it myself, but I didn't and I couldn't and I was frustrated. So if reliance is something you learn to do. If you don't know what to do, rely on the Lord. Give up and rest in Him. And receive the wisdom He gives you. Don't argue with it. Sometimes people actually get an answer, then they argue with the answer. They're limiting God. What do you have to lose? Do what He said do. Why would a man trust a stupid snake over God? Why would a person trust their knowledge and they always fail against God? Why don't you, if you realize your ways are not working, why not just say, hey, wait a minute, Lord, I need your help. Insanity to keep doing the same thing, trying to solve the same problem and with no success. You can't do the same thing if you want better results. You have to get somebody to help you. And I know people, they think they got it off and they can't even get their own problems fixed. They don't know what to do. And they don't listen. They do what they decide to do as a way of life. And then and it's not working, and then sometimes they're very smart people. But they don't listen. And with God, you have to. Sometimes you just have to listen and then make adjustments. We all do. We all have to listen. Praying in the Holy Spirit helps us to receive what God is saying, do what God is doing. It's not hard. It's not impossible no more. We really can do all that's in God's heart. And we don't have to struggle like we do as we listen. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will make that mountain your plain, and you will walk over in the grace of God, in the wisdom of God, and have the success of God. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.